Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Angela Decker. Here's our business series, The Ground Floor, with host Cynthia Scherr and Herb Farm CEO Dan Marple on the growth and rise of the thriving herbal extract business.
You're listening to The Ground Floor on Jefferson Public Radio, where we talk with regional entrepreneurs about their businesses and how they got started. I'm your host, Cynthia Scherr, and today I'm speaking with Daniel Marple, CEO of Herb Farm, with farm property in Williams and also facilities in Central Point. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Why don't you start out by just telling us, how did Herb Farm get started?
Well, Herb Farm is celebrating its 45th year of existence this year. We were founded by two individuals, Ed Smith and Sarah Katz, who moved to the area to really rediscover the supplements business, reinvent, I should say, the supplement business. They had a commitment to the highest quality, to sustainability, and they felt that they could take that to a new level in the supplement space. And they created Herb Farm in the beautiful little town of Williams 45 years ago.
And how many acres do you have in Williams, and what do you grow there?
Yeah, so in collectively, Herb Farm now has 250 plus acres in the southern Oregon area. Now, that consists across three farms. Two of them are in Williams. And then we're also really happy that Pacific Botanicals, which is just outside of Grants Pass, is a part of the Herb Farm family. And that helps round out our 250 acres.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit about the products that come out of Herb Farm. Some people may have seen them in the grocery store and natural food market, but describe the product line and product range and how people use them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are known for our tinctures, and tinctures are a way that you can capture the constituents of a plant in a liquid. In this particular instance, we're using alcohol. That's the traditional way of creating a tincture, in large part because it captures most, the majority of the constituents in the plant. So we grow 65 plus herbs here in the area, but our products exceed that. We have over 250 products that we make, and we source those herbs from around the world. And typically, we try and source them from the area that they are most known for. So as an example, kava is one of our products, and we source that from Vanuatu, a series of islands down in the South Pacific. So we pride ourselves in growing as much as we can appropriately here in the Southern Oregon area, but then we also source herbs from around the world. And then we bring them here, we press them in the organic alcohol substrate that we have, and then bottle them for our consumers. And the health benefits are far and wide, whether or not it be immunity, energy and vitality, or more specific areas where it comes to blood pressure support, women's health, and the like.
I noticed on your website that you have a lot of resources about what tincture to use for what purpose. Mm-hmm. And so do you have naturopaths or herbalists on staff who help you design your product or recommend usage?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Herbalists are at the core of who we are, insofar as our quality and how we educate individuals on how to use the products. There's thousands of years worth of history guiding what is the traditional use of an herb, but there's also a lot of science and expanding science right now on how to use these herbs. It's still an area of discovery, quite frankly, but the traditional usage and the proven usage is what we share with our consumers and guide them on how to dosage it on a daily, weekly basis to meet their needs.
And for those who don't know, what is a tincture and how does one use a tincture?
Tincture is that a little 1 ounce bottle or a 4 ounce bottle that has that pipette in it, the squeezy top at the bottom or top and the pipette below, the glass pipette, that allows you to adequately dose and safely dose the level of herb that you need into your drink.
So you were kind enough to bring me two samples today, one of American ginseng and one of rosemary. And I noticed they have different color labels on them. I don't know whether that just distinguishes the product or whether that distinguishes a type of product. But mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how I would use American ginseng tincture.
Yeah, well, so American ginseng is a really interesting one. It has a lot of folklore and history within the United States and the like. The different colors are actually to help our shoppers navigate what is arguably a very confusing shelf. So if you walk into the Ashland Co-op here around the corner, you'll see over 100 bottles of our product on the shelf. And it's confusing for the new consumer. So we color code them. This particular maroon color is to signal energy and vitality. So American ginseng gives you a really nice sustained level of energy throughout the day, kind of different than if you have that caffeine drop. American ginseng stays with you from an energy perspective throughout the day.
And how about the rosemary? I know I love the plant. How would I use it as a tincture?
Well, actually, I brought that one in less for the benefit and more because I wanted to celebrate something new for us, if that's okay,
yes.
Which is this is our first official regenerative organic certified tincture. And not only is the herb ROC, as we briefly call it, but also the alcohol is inside. One of the things I love to highlight about Herb Farm is this organization has been pioneers in sustainability for years. In fact, both Herb Farm and Pacific Botanicals were considered organic before the organic certification was even created, close to a decade in advance. We were following those organic practices. Likewise, today we're really pushing the envelope on sustainability. And ROC, or Regenerative Organic Certification again, is all about soil health, but it's also about sustainable farming practices as well. So to meet this designation, you have to prioritize soil health, which in some cases means that we're putting fields fallow for 5+ years in order to make sure that the nutrient density in the soil is so important. And then the second component of that, and there are many components to the certification, is also living wages for all of our farmers and ensuring that they have the lifestyle support necessary in order to create the herbs that we do.
And I understand that you're a B Corp. Can you, what's your commitment to being a B Corp as distinct from another kind of corporate structure?
Yeah, no. B Corp, you know, obviously addresses many aspects of business performance and the like. You know, whether for us, obviously sustainable living and providing living wages for all of our employees, providing benefits for all of our employees is extremely important. Our sustainability commitments, our diversity commitments. So across the gamut, there are many, many B Corp requirements, but they boil down to, you know, sustainability and diversity and just a commitment to doing what's right in the professional space.
And so I noticed on your resume that you have both worked for Abbott Labs and you've worked for ConAgra. So how did an herb company in Oregon attract somebody who came from a very big industry to this corner of the world?
Yeah. I've been blessed to work for two great companies, and I've learned a lot of the skills that I believe necessary to work in today's at this company in Herb Farm in today's environment. And specifically, you know, ConAgra had a lot of exposure to major iconic American brands and the consumer packaged good industry. And then at Abbott, really learned a lot about our healthcare industry and the importance of nutrition and helping people lead healthier lives. You know, with large companies like that, they're not as nimble as where we are here with Herb Farm. And as a result, they have a harder time being pioneers. And I felt by joining Herb Farm, I could really help push what I think are a couple of really critical issues in our society. First is sustainability, and how can we produce products that are sustainable in the environment, but then also introduce new elements of preventative and proactive healthcare, which herbs really help in that capacity to improve the health of our country. And so, you know, coming from large companies is great, but the nimbleness and the true pioneer nature of Herb Farm is what attracted me here.
This is The Ground Floor on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Scher, and today I'm speaking with Daniel Marple, CEO of Herb Farm. I read in an article in the Rogue Valley Times, I think it was, that you've also just acquired a mushroom company. Mm-hmm. How is that product's extension in line with what you do, and where do you see that going?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a wonderful magazine called Herbalgram that's produced by the American Botanical Council, and one of their recent issues said, this is the mushroom moment. And I agree. Consumers are increasingly becoming aware of the value of mushrooms, whether or not they be mental, vitality, immunity, or just the sheer amount of fiber that you get out of taking mushrooms. We searched extensively to find a company that could get us into the mushroom space, and we found a company that shared our commitment to sustainability and quality. And so we welcomed Mushroom Harvest into the family this last year. And currently they're a wholesale provider, but we will be launching a retail solution later this year for the general public. That'll be focused on your most well-known mushrooms, whether they be turkey tail, lion's mane, cordyceps, or reishi. And we are trying to elevate the standards of quality in that space. Make sure that what you are receiving in that product has a minimum level of beta-glucans, as an example, something that's very important for the health benefits of mushrooms and that you can't find as consistently in other products.
So you're looking at that as a medicinal or a health product rather than a culinary product.
100%. Yeah. These are powders that you would put into your coffee or into a smoothie. And we're also going to be launching capsules for people that, you know, just want a more convenient way to take the product.
So what are the best sellers at Herb Farm? What are your top most popular products?
Well, currently one that is very much on trend and our number one seller is kava, coming back to that as well. Kava has a long history, but it's really kind of a relaxing herb, if you will. And it's also an excellent substitute for alcohol. And so as we think about dry January becoming increasingly important, that is a skew that has grown in a lot of popularity across the country. Obviously, echinacea, and as we call ours, super echinacea, because we use more components of the plant in order to make our tincture, is doing exceptionally well and growing. Ashwagandha is also an herb that seems to be in vogue as of late. So they span the gamut. Once again, we have over 250 different products, and we're really pleased to see that most all of them are showing a lot of engagement with consumers and growing.
So you've presumably lived and worked all over the world for global companies.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what it's like to run a business in Southern Oregon. What are the things you love about being able to run a business from here, and what are some of the things that are more challenging?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I love the people. This Southern Oregon is full of many, many talented people. And, you know, I'll be honest, moving here to the area, I was surprised as to the amount of talent and knowledge that's hidden in this beautiful valley. And so, you know, first and foremost, our people mean everything to us. You know, running a company here is different in large part because of the geographical range that we have to cover. And so we have facilities in Grants Pass, we have facilities in Williams, we have offices up in Portland, and now this new acquisition up is up in Seattle. So we are physically located all over the place, which makes things a little bit more complicated. The other thing is, you know, when you're not dealing in an urban center, finding specific types of talent can also be more difficult. That is one of the reasons, as a result, we have our marketing department up in Portland. But you know, we have been, for the most part, able to find all the talent that we need and exceptional talent in this area.
So what are some of the growth avenues we can expect from you? What are your growth plans for the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, just in general, herbs are growing dynamically, and people's engagement and understanding with herbs is growing quite a bit. And so one of the ways that we are trying to foster that growth is through education, and education on digital platforms, including things like TikTok, if you can believe it. TikTok has become an amazing way for our influencers or people that share our passion about the product to show your average consumer how they can bring herbs into their life. So that just the base growth of interest in herbs is a key focus for us. We're also expanding into Europe, and we'll be launching in Europe later this year. And then clearly mushrooms are a very large component of our growth. And we continue to look at innovation across outside of tinctures as well. Medicine, by definition, doesn't taste good. And herbs at time can be quite bitter when you take them. So we're also looking at ways by which we can maintain our quality, maintain the efficacy of our product, but also make it palatable for people that may not like the taste.
So innovation and expansion, mm-hmm. and develop. It sounds like you're also doing a lot with developing talent right here in the Rogue Valley.
100%.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. You've been listening to The Ground Floor, JPR's regional business podcast. I'm Cynthia Scher, and you can find this program and more on our website at jeffexchange.org or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and thanks so much for being our guest today, Daniel Marple of Herb Farm.
Thank you so much. It was a true pleasure.